Hachette Audio presents The Paris Seamstress, written by Natasha Lester, read by Penelope Rollins.
Part 1. Estella. Chapter 1. The 2nd of June, 1940. Estella Bizet unrolled a bolt of gold silk, watching it kick up its heels and can-can across the work table. She ran her hand over it, feeling both softness and sensuality, like rose petals and naked skin. "What's your story, Morning Glory?" she murmured in English. She heard her mother laugh.
"Estella, you sound more American than the Americans do."
Estella smiled. Her English language tutor had said the same thing to her when he ended her lessons the year before and joined the exodus out of Europe, that she had a better American accent than he did. She tucked the roll under one arm and draped the silk across her shoulder. Then she swung into a tango, heedless of the women's cries of
"Attention!"
cries which only goaded her to add a song to her dance. Josephine Baker's fast and frothy "I Love Dancing," bubbling from her mouth between gasps of laughter. She dipped backwards before soaring upright too fast. The roll of silk skimmed over the midinette's work table, just missing Nanette's head but slapping Marie on the shoulder.
"Estella, mon Dieu!"
Marie scolded, holding her shoulder with overplayed anguish. Estella kissed Marie's cheek.
"Betty deserves a tango at the very least."
She gestured to the fabric, glowing like a summer moon amid the quotidian surroundings of the atelier, surely destined for a dress that wouldn't just turn heads. It would spin them faster than Cole Porter's fingers on the piano at the infamous Bricktops Jazz Club in Montmartre.
"It deserves for you to sit down with it and start work,"
Marie grumbled. Monsieur Aumont appeared in the doorway, drawn by the noise. He took one look at Estella draped in silk, smiled, and said,
"What is ma petite étoile up to now?"
"Injuring me,"
Marie complained.
"It's lucky you have enough flesh to withstand Estella's antics,"
Monsieur Aumont said teasingly, and Marie muttered something under her breath.
"What are we making with it?"
Estella asked, lovingly stroking the folds of gold.
"This."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?